The debate over federal consultation with corporations created under the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act and tribes continued today at a meeting of the Federal Subsistence Board. The chairman said the policy on consultation with ANCSA corporations is based on an addition to a 2005 appropriations bill, so the board has to follow the law. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes has more.
Lisa Wade is Health and Social Services Director for the Chickaloon Village Traditional Council. She testified the policy on consultation with ANCSA corporations violates federal Indian law, as well as the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. 7 minutes into her testimony, Federal Subsistence Board Chairman Tim Tuarik interrupted.
If you're going to be talking about congressional issues, this is the wrong place to do it. You need to be talking to Senator Begich and Senator Murkowski and Representative Don Young. That's how far up it is. We're down here at the local level, and we have no authority over the big stuff.
And I agree with that from one perspective, but I also would say that you're here to discuss something, and I want you to understand from our tribal perspective what this means to us as a tribal people.
You're going to have to do it under our terms then.
After a few minutes of back and forth with Wade asking if she could be heard and Tuarik saying only if she limited her comments, she wrapped up.
Corporations will never be spiritually, culturally, or historically connected to the land, the wildlife, the waters, like tribal people are. And I just urge you not to go down this path.
Later, the board adopted a policy on consultation with tribes. It's holding off on adopting the policy on consultation with ANCSA corporations until the Department of Interior finalizes its policy on the matter. An attorney for the Department of Interior Solicitor's Office, Ken Lord, says consultation with ANCSA corporations and tribes will be weighted differently.
And our advice to this board and other agencies is that when weighing how much to consider an entity's input into a process, you can also weigh its interests. So if a particular corporation, an ANCSA corporation, for example, has less interest in a subsistence issue than a tribe does, which would seem to be the case most of the time, you can weigh that accordingly.
The tribal consultation policy states two-way communications are to occur before a decision affecting a tribe is implemented. Representatives of villages and village corporations for Northway, Tanacross, Dot Lake, and Tetlin testified that didn't happen recently when the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service drafted a deal trading land for a two-mile right-of-way for the Agia pipeline through the Tetlin Wildlife Refuge in exchange for $500,000 to be used to purchase more land for the refuge. Tribal attorney Robert Breen says the agency is proceeding even though Governor Parnell recently shifted away from a big gas pipeline through Canada to a smaller diameter one ending in south central Alaska. And in Breen's view, the exchange would violate the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act.
If I were on this board, it caused me alarm to have the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service continuing to perpetrate a land exchange that's no longer necessary in violation of Title 11 of ANILCA. Because when that happens, it will end up at this board's table to deliberate the negative impacts of a lack of consultation, a consultation gone awry, a travesty, and a breach of Title 11 of ANILCA.
The Federal Subsistence Board heard 44 minutes of testimony on this issue, although Tuarik said the land exchange also is outside its jurisdiction. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.